Hi, here's Outside the Box, profiling another unique nonconformist in history. Today's topic is Ernestine Rose. Who was Ernestine Rose? She described herself as a, quote, rebel at the age of five, end quote, who rejected customs and cultural traditions that tried to control her life. She devoted decades to being a speaker and advocate for the rights of many oppressed peoples. Rose was born in 1810 in Poland, and even at age five, questioned her rabbi father about why he needed to fast so severely to please his God. Despite her father's assurances that she should accept religious faith, she rejected that faith and all beliefs in the second-class status of women by age 14. She refused to cooperate with an arranged marriage, arguing and winning her case for freedom in a court of law at age 16. She left her father and moved to Berlin, Holland, France, and eventually to London. She developed skills in chemistry and began to make air fresheners and perfumes for a living. In London, she was a founder of the Association of All Classes of All Nations, a group working for human rights for all oppressed people. She worked with Robert Owen, a founder of utopian communities, and finally rejected all religion, coming out as an atheist. In 1836, Rose and her husband moved to the U.S. and immediately became involved in the campaign to, as she described it, free all slaves, slaves of race, slaves of faith, and slaves of sex. She was the first woman to initiate a petition drive in support of women in New York State being able to own property in their own name. She lectured publicly with William Lloyd Garrison and Frederick Douglass against slavery. She also spoke at the first National Convention of Infidels, how's that for a name, urging equal respect for those with no religion. Ernestine Rose was a triple threat, connecting three major issues, race, gender, and religion, in terms of freedom and human rights. She was a darling of the lecture circuit and in constant demand. When a Bangor, Maine newspaper called her, quote, a female atheist, a thousand times below a prostitute, end quote, before an upcoming talk, she responded and galvanized the community, filling the hall for her talk on slavery. Stump speakers like Rose had to have courage. She barely got out of town with her life after she railed against slavery in Charleston, West Virginia. For several decades, she spoke on one or more of these three connected issues and participated in various organizations promoting equality and an end to discrimination. Here's one of Rose's more memorable comments, quote, it is an interesting and demonstrable fact that all children are atheists, and were religion not inculcated into their minds, they would remain so, end quote. Is Ernestine Rose someone you would admire? I'm Larry Danziger, admiring the courage of this abolitionist, feminist, and atheist.